Your brain is either making you money or costing you money. So let's make sure it's working for you, not against you. You're working hard, you're doing all of the things, but that energy and momentum, the fire that you once had, has gone up in a puff of smoke. This isn't a motivation problem, it's a dopamine problem. And if you don't know how to harness your dopamine system, you're going to constantly find yourself in a loop of thinking about success rather than creating it. Hi there, it's Karen here, back for another episode of the Biohack Your Business podcast. And today we are talking about dopamine. Dopamine, discipline, and dollars. Why your brain is your biggest business asset or liability. This episode is going to challenge what you think about motivation and success. We're going to look at how dopamine shapes your decisions and why discipline is completely overrated. Understanding your brain chemistry is the key to transforming your business. Your brain is either making you money or costing you money. So let's make sure it's working for you, not against you. Let me start with a question. Have you ever felt like you know exactly what you should be doing in your business, but you just don't seem to be able to do it for whatever reason? You set the big goals, you map out the perfect strategy, you maybe buy courses, you invest in coaches, masterminds, because you know you want to scale. But then somehow you find that you're still stuck in exactly the same place 6 months later, maybe even longer. Or maybe it's this scenario instead. You've built a successful business, but it feels like it's just stopped moving. You're working hard, you're doing all of the things, but that energy and momentum, the fire that you once had, has gone up in a puff of smoke. This isn't a motivation problem. It's not a discipline problem. It's a dopamine problem. And if you don't know how to harness your dopamine system, you're going to constantly find yourself in a loop of thinking about success rather than creating it. So today on this episode, we're going to look at the neuroscience of why some entrepreneurs are able to scale really easily, whereas others might stay stuck in a cycle of procrastination, overwhelm, and burnout. Let me know if any of this is you. Let me know if this resonates with you. Come and connect with me over on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn and let me know whether this is how you feel about your business. Today, I'm going to show you how to biohack your brain so that execution becomes effortless, because you need execution. You've got to make stuff happen. You've got to take action so that momentum becomes automatic. There's nothing better than having that feeling of things just happening, being in flow, things happening easily rather than feeling like you're pushing all the time. And so that scaling your business doesn't feel like a constant uphill battle. I think you might not look at your habits the same way again after this episode. Let's start with the dopamine economy and why you're stuck. Dopamine is an invisible force that's controlling your business. I've done a lot of work on this. I'm fascinated by the effect that dopamine has on you, on your body, on your mind, and on your business. Dopamine is often called the pleasure chemical, but actually that's wrong. It's not about pleasure. It's more about motivation. It's the motivation molecule. It's what makes you want things, and it's what drives your desire for rewards and, you know, it's what you pay attention to. It's what excites you, and it's what feels worth chasing in your business. You know, those things that you feel like you really want to do and you go after them. And then there's the things that you don't want to do and it feels really hard to do them. This is all dopamine. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're probably running your entire business on a broken dopamine system without even realizing it. I know that I was a couple of years ago. Here's how you know. You hooked on the idea of success rather than the actual process of achieving it. You crave novelty, so you keep jumping from one thing to the next. I see this a lot. A lot of clients come to me with 50 million ideas. Oh, I could do this, or I could do this, I could do this. One of the biggest battles I have on my hands when I work with new clients is getting them to simplify, strip out all of the things they don't need to do, or at least park them in the car park and focus on one or two things and do them really, really well. People get dopamine spikes from planning stuff, but never actually following through. And people often feel more productive from learning the stuff rather than actually doing the work. I see this too, where people experience a big high from setting those crazy big goals. You know, the goals where people go, I'm going to do this. And it feels massively audacious. And I'm getting a kick out of telling the world that I'm going to do this big thing. But the consistent action that has to happen behind the scenes doesn't get started. I have seen this many, many times with many clients. I once worked with a client who was brilliant, utterly brilliant. She had insane talent, incredible ideas, and a business model that should have been making a lot more money than it was. But she was addicted to learning instead of doing. And in fact, actually, I had a message yesterday on Instagram from someone saying that they got caught in a cycle of just, I'll do the next course, I'll learn the next thing, I'll become the next credible expert. And that perpetual cycle of learning and learning and learning, but not actually doing, is one of the biggest reasons people stay stuck. So this client had so many courses that she'd bought and started, but never finished. And she spent hours creating content, but never posted it. Maybe this sounds familiar. Maybe there's an element there of thinking it's not good enough too. She wrote an entire launch plan and didn't actually do the launch. This is a really big problem for people in their business. Her brain, though, was rewarding her for all of it. This is the crazy part. Every time she took in more information, her brain released dopamine, making her feel productive. She was getting off in the planning rather than the doing and avoiding all of the execution, which, of course, is where she needs to be. It's where you need to be, because the magic, the revenue, the impact, the growth is on the other side of the execution. So if you are getting more satisfaction from thinking about success than actually building it, I'd say your dopamine system is sabotaging you. Have a think about that question right now. So many of us have been told that the secret to success is more discipline. Just push harder, hustle more, get up at 5 a.m., do all the stuff. Discipline does not equal success. And of course, you need to be able to have some structure and discipline in your life. But this isn't where success lies. Discipline is overrated because your brain doesn't actually run on willpower. It runs on dopamine pathways. So what does this mean? Well, it means that if you're constantly forcing yourself to do something that you hate, you're going to fall back into these old habit patterns. This is just how biology works, right? So this is what's actually happening instead. You're telling yourself you need to try harder, but your brain is wired to avoid discomfort. So you think you need more motivation, but the motivation is just a dopamine hit. You feel lazy, but your brain is prioritizing easy dopamine over deep work. So the dopamine hits are the things which give your brain that immediate sense of satisfaction. Hey, I'm doing really well. Don't let your brain prioritize the easy stuff, the stuff that makes you feel good, rather than the deeper work, the mastery, where the real progress lies. This is why those fast cash wins on Instagram, hey, come and work with me, all you need to do is this one thing and it's going to blow up your business and it's going to be amazing and it's going to make you 10,000 or 20,000 or 50,000 pounds straight out of the gate. This stuff is really bad for people. It's really bad for entrepreneurs, because actually you get a dopamine hit from doing this, but this isn't where the real growth lies in your business. The proper growth, the real growth, stuff you're avoiding. If your brain is seeing execution as pain, as the hard bit, and procrastination as pleasure, you will always sabotage yourself. You need to totally flip that dynamic. You can't keep running this way, because it's the fastest way to avoid the growth that you need in your business. So let's talk about how to biohack your brain for business growth. There are three ways to biohack your dopamine system, starting right now. Number one, dopamine stacking. What I mean by this is you've got to train your brain to love execution. I've always been really good at making stuff happen. I've always been good at taking action, but I know that this is hard for people. And this is why so many people procrastinate. If dopamine drives motivation, then we need to make execution feel really rewarding. So here's one way you can do that. You can stack a high dopamine activity with a task you resist. This is the stacking piece. Do that and do that together. So for example, what if you were to have your first cup of morning coffee, maybe bulletproof coffee, while you're doing deep work? So the thing that's enjoyable is the coffee, and you do the deep work, which makes the execution feel rewarding. Here's another example. What if you were to only listen to music? What about your favorite soundtracks or playlists when you're doing sales activities? If you stack or batch both of these things together, this trains your brain to associate work with reward instead of resistance. So maybe have a think right now of what you can stack together. What's one thing you know you need to do, but you're not doing? And what's another enjoyable thing that you can do at the same time? I think this stuff's really good. I do this a lot. One of my favorites, cold exposure. Let's talk about this next. So in my mind, this is the ultimate dopamine reset. Cold exposure increases dopamine by 250%. And this is sustained dopamine. So this is the best bit. This isn't a dopamine crash. It's a long-term sustainable source of dopamine. So what you could do is this. You could have a 60-second cold shower in the morning to kickstart your day and do this before you've got to do something that you're putting off in your business. So if there's an activity that you need to do that you're avoiding doing, the cold water therapy before doing it is going to boost your focus and resilience around this particular action. And it resets your brain to seek long-term rewards instead of the quick dopamine hit like social media. Social media is one of the worst things for the dopamine hits. And this is why people get stuck in these cycles of doom scrolling, just scrolling through mindless brain-dead activity, waiting for something better to come along, and all the while they're avoiding the very thing they need to do. If this is you, you've got to break that habit. It's not helping you. And here's a third way that you can biohack your dopamine system right now. Let's look at dopamine fasting and breaking the cycle of distraction. I recognize when I feel distracted and get distracted in my business. I'm very quick to break this cycle. Dopamine fasting is one of the best things you can do if you know there are things that will distract you and are distracting you. Your brain is addicted to quick dopamine, so things like notifications, emails, social media. Ask yourself this question. Do you reach for your phone the minute you hear it go ping? Are you distracted seeing your screen on your phone light up? If you fast dopamine, for example, 90 minutes of focused work with no distractions, over time, your brain will start to crave deeper work instead of distractions. Realize this, your brain is only as strong as your brain chemistry. If this episode hit home for you today and you know you need to fix the way your brain is running your business, I invite you to book a call with me to chat through my Biohack Your Business Mastermind. Rewiring your brain for effortless execution is one of the things that we look at inside the mastermind. Inside the mastermind, I'm sharing so many strategies on helping people to grow and scale their business based on my 9-lever framework. And if you're not sure what that 9-lever framework is, one of my earlier podcast episodes talked about it, but also all of the things that you need to do to get the very best out of yourself. If you know that you're addicted to the short-term dopamine gains and you need to rewire your brain so that it works and thinks differently, then book a call with me. We look at the strategy, we look at the unhelpful habits that might be keeping you stuck, and we'll put a plan together to move forward. Click the link in the show notes to book a call, because when you rewire your brain, scaling your business becomes much easier. You get to do the things you're putting off. You know what you need to focus on. You stop procrastinating and you get going. I hope you enjoy this episode and I look forward to connecting with you really soon.